Welcome to this new edition of the Daily BayPay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is January 30th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Fujitsu partners with Mizuho Bank for Management Information Services. Japan-based multinational IT company Fujitsu has announced its partnership with Mizuho Bank to develop services for clients to manage ESG and SDG data. The BayPay Forum announces its new podcast to complement its daily newsletter in payments and fintech. Every day, BayPay members receive the most relevant news in payments and fintech. These news are now also available through a podcast created every day and available directly on its website or on Spotify. Iran and Russia link their banks in new deal. The central banks of Russia and Iran have signed a deal to connect national interbank communication and transfer systems to spur trade and facilitate transactions. NatWest announces plans to close 23 branches in England and Wales. UK-based NatWest has announced its plans to close 23 branches in England and Wales as customer preference shifts to mobile and online banking. QuickFinan selects Provenir's AI-powered data and decisioning platform. Turkey-based consumer finance company QuickFinan has tapped Provenir, AI-powered data decisioning platform to approve and onboard new customers. Cloudfloat partners Trevi Pay. Australia-based B2B cashflow specialist Cloudfloat has partnered with US-based B2B payments and invoicing network Trevi Pay to unlock new business opportunities. Walmart launches text-to-shop feature. International retail chain Walmart has recently introduced text-to-shop feature, which allows clients to shop for their favorite in-store products via text. Stripe explores public listing. US-based payments company Stripe has reportedly hired Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan Chase to advise it on a potential public listing within the next 12 months. Razorpay launches Forex service for startup companies. India-based company Razorpay has launched a Forex service for startups to offer foreign exchange products for an improved cross-border payments processing. Nigeria launches national payment card. The Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, and the Nigeria Interbank Settlement Systems, NIBSS, have launched a national payment card aimed at boosting financial inclusion in the region. Romania rolls out mobile app Gisul.ro for paying taxes. Romanian authorities have launched the Gisul. Strata Identity raises $26 million in Series B funding. U.S.-based Strata Identity has raised $26 million in a Series B funding in order to improve its capabilities and keep up with an evolving industry. OneSpan to acquire Proven DB. Digital agreement security company OneSpan has announced the decision to acquire Australia-based startup Proven DB to provide security for high insurance documents. New York Assembly submits a crypto payments bill for fines and taxes. The New York State Assembly has introduced a new bill that would support cryptocurrency as a form of payment for fines and taxes. Connie Payments hires Mark McCarthy as Chief Commercial Officer. Connie Payments, the global data reconciliation and reporting platform, today announces the appointment of Mark McCarthy as its new Chief Commercial Officer, following an exceptionally strong growth phase for the company, which saw them double profits in 2022. Worldline extends card processing deal with Ing. Worldline, a global leader in payment services, announces the extension of a partnership with Ing Bank NV, the Dutch international bank. Moody's PREP's stablecoin scoring system, Bloomberg. Moody's is developing a scoring system for up to 20 stablecoins, according to Bloomberg. Finborn secures $30 million debt facility. Finborne Technology today announces its partnership with market-leading debt provider, Kreos Capital, to secure up to a $30 million debt facility. Ex-Schroeder's global head of product, Carolina Minio Paluello, appointed CEO of Arabesque AI. Arabesque AI has today announced the appointment of Dr. Carolina Minio Paluello as its new chief executive officer and to the group's executive committee. Japan Securities Clearing Corporations implements blockchain for settlement of rubber futures. This is to announce that, with cooperations of the stakeholders, starting from January 2023, Japan Securities Clearing Corporation, CCP under Japan Exchange Group, Inc., implements a blockchain technology in the settlement by delivery of rubber futures as detailed below, as a first shot of its utilization of a blockchain technology. Crypto may yet upend payments. Nearly 2,000 crypto workers have been laid off in 2023, but the value of Bitcoin climbed enough in January for Goldman Sachs to take note. Autos, Deutsche Bank, OpenWay, and Thales are among the 8.5% who left Russia. Autos, Deutsche Bank, OpenWay, and Thales are among the payment-oriented companies on the list of 120 Western brands that have divested from Russia. Worldline signs a multi-year deal with Ing. Payment service provider Worldline has extended its partnership with Ing Bank to handle debit and card issuing and processing for the latter, across multiple countries. Samsung Wallet to launch in India. Samsung has announced that it will merge its mobile payment solution, Samsung Pay, and password management application, Samsung Pass, into Samsung Wallet in India. Uber Eats adds a view as delivery person feature. Uber Eats has added a new view as delivery person feature that shows users how much of their personal information is being shared with delivery people. Cash Plus joins with MasterCard to issue international e-card in Morocco. MasterCard has partnered with Cash Plus to launch the first international e-card in the Moroccan fintech industry. Michael Toretta joins FIA Tech as head of strategic alliances. FIA Tech, the futures industry's leading technology provider, today announced that JP Morgan veteran Michael Toretta has joined the firm in the newly created role of head of strategic alliances. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.